It's UA and it's Pop Culture Wednesday. We're going to talk about Dr. Stone, some news on the interwebs, and an app I want to suggest. Okay, so it's Wednesday, my dudes. It's understandably awkward. Mason.
I'm Cheyenne. Okay, so has anybody else kept up with the movie news? Because Venom: Let There Be Carnage is being pushed back a week, and so is Mortal Kombat, which is unfortunate because we were going to watch it for Asen's birthday.
And that sucks because we're going to go to Las Vegas and watch the movie there. But then again, I don't know how their regulations for masks are. Hopefully not like Texas, but we'll find out.
Well, I thought we were going to go back to Chandler and watch it there.
Well, yeah, that was the original idea. I don't know why I thought it would be in Las Vegas. I just wanted to go to a movie theater. I'm pretty sure you can relate to that.
Boy, if I could relate.
Then next off, we talk about TV shows. Rick and Morty's coming out on June 20th, the fifth season. I'm very excited about that, too, because I really love that show. It's really funny, but it has like a bunch of dark humor.
So much dark humor would make a grown man cry.
Then we got Cyberpunk 2077, which has been off of the Sony Play Store for like 100 days now. They came out with a new patch, which supposedly is supposed to fix all the bugs, but we'll see how that goes once they put it back on. I haven't played it, but I want to play it just because Keanu Reeves on it, but I don't have a PlayStation yet. So hopefully in time we'll play. Now on to a bit of anime stuff. Cheyenne's been watching Dr. Stone lately, and I'm really excited to talk to her about it because I've seen it like about a year ago, and it's a really good one. It has like a bunch of stuff in it that really excites me. Cheyenne will probably explain more about that.
Yeah, I really loved the show. I didn't really think that I was going to like it at first because My Hero has been like my favorite so far. I watched Attack on Titan. I thought that was pretty good. But once I got into like watching Dr. Stone, literally I was supposed to go to bed, ended up watching two or three episodes, and next thing I know, it's 3 a.m.
That's what I love about good anime is because you get that little itch that you need to scratch about like watching the next episode, and then at some point in the night you realize that you watched an entire season and now you got nothing.
Well, lucky for me, there's going to be a season 2 coming out of Dr. Stone, which I cannot wait to watch because I have one more episode and I am officially done with season 1.
And Dr. Stone's pretty good because I like the way it incorporates like scientific stuff. So he's explaining processes on how to make things that we have now back in the situation that he's in the anime. And it's really cool. And like just to see him advance more and more through technology.
And the way he explains how science came to be what it is in his world, the way it was like 3,700 years ago. Yeah, I think that's really special. And then the way he like shares his like knowledge and everything and tries to include everybody into helping him build stuff. And then Chrome and him are like besties, I think.
And yeah, because I mean the antagonist for the show is some guy who values physical strength and he thinks that people in the past abused technology. That's why he's against it. And that's really cool to see how both sides differ from each other. Like with the antagonist, it's you have to be the fittest to survive, and that's it. But with Senku, it's like he just wants to share knowledge, and he thinks that everyone deserves a chance to live, which is something I really liked about it. And I'm really hoping they kind of get into it in the second season, but we'll see how that goes when it shows up.
Well, just to end this part on Dr. Stone, if you're a lover of science or engineering, engineering goes into science, actually. Anyways, if you're a lover of science, you should definitely watch this. It's so fun.
Okay, on to the app that I want to suggest. It's a game. I think it's pretty much out for the Apple Play Store and also the Google Play Store for Android. It's called The Night of the Full Moon. It's like a turn-based card game in a way. And so I really love it because the character, it's based off of the story of Red Riding Hood. And all the characters are based off of some of the characters that would be in there, or some characters that you think would be in there. It's really well done, I think. There's like classes for everything. the basic game has like knight, ranger, nun, and apothecary, along with magician. They're all like, they all have their own skills and certain aspects that make it a really well-rounded game. Each time you play through, you build a deck, which is really cool because you collect cards. You can either sell them, upgrade them. Doesn't matter, but you got to go through the forest to the end of the campaign in a way. And each one like builds a story within the game. And the more you play it, you collect like little fragments of pictures for each class. And once you're done with it, it makes like this of the character Red Riding Hood, which you play in the game. And it just shows how she's learned to become that class. I really enjoyed it, playing it over and over. I even bought the game to get rid of the ads because those are kind of annoying to play. And then there's like side games, like there's a puzzle game that's included on it, and then you can add like you can add more classes to it. There's even a smaller game within the game that you can play of her being when she was younger. And it's the people that made the game really thought it out well, adding on add-ons periodically just to keep someone interested in it. I would definitely suggest playing it. I'm not a big card game player, but I mean, this game really caught my interest. I just randomly found it. And if you want to download it, you can find it on the Apple Play Store or like the Google Play Store. It's whichever device you have.
Well, before I purchased it, how much was it?
I'm not 100% sure. I think it's $2.99, but it's free to play, so you can download it and play it if you want. But the ads just got annoying because I was really into it for a while. And it's useful if you want to like kill time on the bus or something. You just want to play a little bit before you get to stop.
Is this your way of telling me to take the bus?
Yes.
You bitch. So the next thing on my list to watch, I'm going to be watching Your Lie in April and High Rise Invasion. I'm ready to cry for High Rise Invasion. The other one.
Another thing I forgot to mention in the news is that Donald Faison has been casted for Dr. Utonium in the live action of the Powerpuff Girls for CW. I'm really excited to see him play something else on TV.
Whoop, whoop, it's the song of the bees.
And on Friday, we're going to talk about Simon Pegg and Nicholas Frost's movies that they made with Edgar Wright, the unofficial trilogy of like Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and At World's End. And I want to talk about how they made the movies without having them actually relate to each other, but how they kind of just did their own spin on like zombie apocalypse, action movies, and kind of that world-ending alien stuff.
Don't forget to share. I almost said like and share and subscribe for some reason. But if you guys could share with your friends or loved ones that are just as weird and awkward as you guys and us, that'd be awesome. Sorry that it's a short episode.
Yeah, I know it seems like we're doing a short episodes lately, but, you know, life gets in the way. We're still trying to figure out how to do all this, and it's kind of an as-you-go kind of basis. But hopefully you guys like our episodes.
Because, as you guys know, life is a highway. I'm gonna ride it all night long.
Thank you, Cheyenne. But like Cheyenne said, just share and like this video if you guys can. We really appreciate the whole sharing process. We are not really good at this whole like advertising and promoting our own selves.
Dang, you really live up to the understandably awkward part of the podcast.
That really hurts.
And just to let you guys know, I went hiking with them, with my Crocs, and there's sand in my sock. But that's all we have for today. So tune in on Friday, and we'll talk about the unofficial trilogy. Bye!